Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 59 for Tuesday, September 15th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Tuesday morning, seeing some spillover support from advances in Chicago soybeans. Canola was up $1 to $4, the November contract up $1.70 at $473.50 per ton. Declining condition ratings for the U.S. soy crop were behind some of the buying interest in both oilseed markets this morning. Ongoing concerns over wet and cool conditions causing harvest delays in parts of western Canada also kept canola supported. In addition, the nearby technical bias has shifted higher. However, Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil were both lower overnight. Ideas that harvest pressure will soon be picking up, despite the recent delays, were also in the background, preventing end users from getting too aggressive on the buy side. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, but corn and wheat are both down. Soybeans up 6 to 10 cents, the November contract up 7 at $8.95 per bushel. After holding steady for six straight weeks, the USDA lowered its condition ratings for the U.S. soybean crop by 2 percentage points in yesterday's report, putting the crop at 61% good to excellent. Solid domestic crusher demand was also underpinning the soy market. Corn, it's steady to down a penny, the December contract 1 cent lower at $4.04 per bushel. U.S. corn condition ratings held steady at 68% good to excellent, which weighed slightly on prices as some participants had expected to see a downgrade. Losses in wheat also spilled into the corn pit, but the gains in soybeans were supportive. Wheat, it's down 4 to 6 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 5 at $4.96 per bushel. After hitting some of their best levels in 2 weeks yesterday, wheat futures were due for a profit-taking correction, especially as the underlying fundamentals remain relatively bearish and U.S. wheat is still expensive internationally. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, September 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.